Everybody out. Let's go ahead and stay in page 391.
Phrase right there, because he first loved me. I'm grateful for the love of Jesus Christ tonight. You can be seated, church. It's wonderful to be back in the house of God. Appreciate that good singing. My. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so grateful for what the Lord has done, his spirit this morning, and already in the house tonight. I'm glad I'm saved, church. Appreciate how the Lord helped us this morning, the grace he gave us, and the mercy he showed us. Wonderful service. And I'm praying for a second helping tonight. And a second helping. You ever been around Thanksgiving, go around that first time, and it was plenty good, but you ready for just a little bit more, put a little bit more on top? That's what I'm looking for tonight, aren't you? Thank the Lord for his grace. Appreciate the Lord's goodness. Good to be back in the house of God. Appreciate the Lord how he met with Brother Tim and them at the jail today. Six saved, professions of Christ. And I want to thank the Lord for that, church. What a blessing. Appreciate the prayers of the church. Good to have Brother Matthew and Sister Grace back. They was preaching off this morning, and God helped him, touched in their service this morning. Lord's working all over the place. I thank the Lord for it. The good Sunday school lessons we all had this morning at the church house, I'm telling you, great things he hath done. And so we worship him and glorify him tonight. Continue to pray for Sister Kennedy Satterfield, and pray that God continue to touch and heal her and help her, and thank the Lord for that. Remember Cain? I talked to him before the service. He was sick. And I asked God to help them and help him and touch him. He's ready to be back. Talked to him a little bit earlier. And thank the Lord this morning for Sister Mary Martin joining up with us here at the church. Thank the Lord. We're glad to have her. And we're one with her, and she's one with us. And I want to thank the Lord for that. Appreciate the good grace of God. Amen. So if you're glad you're saved, say amen. Amen. If you know the Lord loves you, look at your neighbor and say, I know the Lord loves me. And let's continue to pray for Sister Kathy as well. She was sick after morning service. Brother Tim's riding solo. So many other needs. I hate to get going down that road because there's some things I haven't written down and some things I have. So let's continue to pray and God will help. Remember Sister Carolyn. God will touch her and help her and heal her up. My. Good to have the Renshaws. See, they snuck in late tonight, because they knew I'd call on them to sing. But we may still do that. Good to see y'all come in. Thank the Lord for His grace, His mercy. I'm looking for help for the Lord tonight, asking God to help and touch us. We need Him, church. Oh, my gracious. Without me, you can do nothing, He said. And we affirm that in the house of God tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord. Let's go to the Lord for a word of prayer. Ask God to help us. Brother Terry's going to come back around. Father, we thank You for Your grace, Your mercy. Father, I want to thank You for the Spirit of God in this place this morning, how You touched and helped us. Lord, I want to thank You, Lord, Father, for how gracious that You are. Oh, my Lord, thank You, Lord, for the Spirit of God. We want to ask You, Lord, that You'd be pleased to exalt Yourself in this place. Tonight, Father, I pray that Christ would be uplifted. Lord, I pray that God would be on display. Father, and I pray that the Spirit will work among us, Lord. If there's anyone here that doesn't know You in the free pardon of sin, God, I pray that You'd draw them tonight. Lord, with cords of love, draw them to Yourself. Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, that You'd show them their need of You. Father, I pray for those that might be here discouraged, Lord, and in need of a touch afresh from You. Lord, I pray, Lord, that You'd help them, show them Yourself. I do humbly pray. Father, I pray for that one that may be, Lord, distant from You in fellowship tonight. Lord, that You would show Yourself a special and anew. Lord, Father, draw them back in fellowship one with You. Lord, in all things in this service, I pray that You'd be pleased. Lord, help us, Lord, to know You and love You deeper when we leave here than when we came. I do humbly pray for a fresh revelation from You. Bless this night. Bless the service. God, You know our need of You, Lord. And all things You see fit to do, we'll give You praise, honor, and glory. For it's in the name of Jesus we do humbly pray. And the church said, amen. Amen. Come on, brother.
Turn over to page 362.
I was getting happy for choir practice. So I'd about shout in choir practice and... I tell you, it was a good choir practice this evening. I thank God for all that showed up and worked on a new song, and hopefully you get to hear it pretty soon. But God just got in the choir practice, and I thank God.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. And it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer unto thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord. Precious plea inside, consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Stand, have a little fellowship, and then we'll do that chorus one more time. Thank you.
one more time.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross with the heads down. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to that precious bleeding side.
Oh, might that be our prayer tonight? Draw me near, near, blessed Lord. Thank God for the promise that if we'll draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to us. I thank the Lord for that tonight. Brother Jacob Renshaw, would you make your way around to the platform tonight and pray for us here in just a moment? Thank the Lord for the Renshaws being with us. Y'all get around and shake howdy to them. Wahoo is out of service tonight, and they've come on over here to, I believe y'all had a funeral this morning, didn't you? Yeah, this afternoon. So pray for the church there and their loss. Thank the Lord for His grace. Amen. Again, His mercy and goodness. I'm glad to be in the house of God tonight. Looking forward to seeing what the Lord's doing. I'm telling you, I feel joy in my soul this evening. Thank the Lord for His grace. All right. We'll give you opportunity to give. You can be seated, church. Be obedient to the Lord in your giving. Give you opportunity to worship Him. Ask God to direct our hearts in this time. And again, thank the Lord for His grace. Brother Jacob, you come on and pray for us, brother. Appreciate you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, God, for another day. And, Lord, what a privilege, what an honor, Lord, what a blessing it is, God, that we was able to come into your house here tonight. And, Lord, help us not to just go through the motions this evening. But, God, as we've gathered here together, Lord, may it not be in vain. But, Lord, help us to lift your name. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, may our hearts and our minds be intent on that very one thing, Lord. I pray, God, that you touch the offering now, God, the giver, Lord, that's given. God, touch this church, Murville Baptist, Lord. I pray, God, that they could be a light to this community. God, I pray that you touch Brother Jay and Miss Charlie, Lord. I pray that you'd give them discernment, Lord, in the days ahead, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We'll praise you, God, for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Greater love hath no man than this. It, matter of fact, that love is what Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus to see. And by doing that, it would cause their love. It's not your love you're dependent on to get you through the Christian life. It's his love for you. And that's what affects and messes all with your love and touches your love and stirs your love up is when you see the love that Jesus has for you. Moves you. Thank God. Well, I'm glad to be in church tonight. The book of Job. I want to follow the Lord. I believe it's time to preach tonight. Book of Job, chapter number 42. And when you found your place there, hold that and turn over to Job chapter number 38. We'll read 1.5 verses there and then turn over to Job 42 and read 1.5 verses there as well. Book of Job, chapter 42, holding your place. Job chapter number 38. Job chapter number 38. When I hear those pages stop turning, I'll get to reading. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless his good name. Job chapter number 38, the Bible says in verse number 1, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind." Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Job chapter number 42, here's where we'll read 1.5 verses here. Job chapter number 42. After the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, in Job 42 and 1, the Bible says, "Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know thou canst do everything." Lord, help me tonight. I just want to preach for a moment on he can do it all. He can do it all. Father, thank you, Lord, tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this privilege and honor that it is, Lord, to gather with your people in the church of the living God. Lord, I want to thank you for the prayers that's been prayed. Father, I want to thank you for the songs that's been sung, Lord. Father, I want to thank you for the joy that's been in folks' hearts from the first service of the night, Lord, till now. I ask you, Lord, Father, to do that for us that no man can do without. That is, give us unction and ability, Father. I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me of every ungodly way, every wicked thought, every ungodly deed, Lord. I do humbly pray every sin of conscience, Lord, Father, every sin of subconscious, I pray you to forgive me and cleanse me, Lord, Father, and for this hour and for this moment, I pray that you would give us that ability, Lord, that Paul spoke of when he said that he did not come, Lord, to preach with the wisdom of man's words, enticing philosophies, Lord, Father, but he came in demonstration and power, Lord, Father, that can't be achieved without you. Lord, help us to come in weakness, but in great power tonight. I ask you, Lord, that the Spirit of God would have his way, that Christ would be magnified in this place, that your people would be edified, that the lost would be stirred and convicted, Father, and that you would receive glory above all else. And that when we leave here, Father, I pray that we'd be more aware of you. Father, I pray that when we leave here, Father, we would know you better. Lord, I pray that when we leave here, we'd love you more. When we see what you've done for us and how you work in our lives, God in heaven tonight, I do humbly pray, have your will and your way, and whatsoever you do see fit to do, we'll give you praise and honor and glory. For it's in Jesus' name I pray, and the church said, amen. Amen. He can do it all. Now, we know Job's story, don't we? If you're here and a Bible reader, no doubt that the most of you have read this story, and I don't know what your take may be on it or what your understanding of the book of Job may be. For some, it causes a lot of question marks to pop up in some's minds and hearts. You see, Job had many, many questions. Yes, we know the story of Job. It is about a man's trial. It is about a man's concern. It is about a man's issues. It is about a man's situations and how that he struggled and how that he suffered. But tonight we sometimes come with questioning to the end of the book when the Lord begins to speak. And as we come to the Lord speaking, we ask questions. Of course, The Lord never responded to Job's plight. The Lord never responded to the situation. He never spoke about the bulls on his skin. God never spoke about the children he had lost. The Lord never said anything to the effect of the cattle and the goats and the camels that Job went without, and the houses that were burned, the land that were destroyed, and the enemy that had attacked his life. God never mentions any of that. He never mentions anything about how Job's wife questioned him. He never mentions anything about any of the situational aspects of Job's life. And our expectation would be that if the Lord's going to move and do something for us, that he should explain what it is that he's going to do. Lord, if I've been going through this trial, if I've been going through this situation, surely you would say something about it. Surely you would do something about it. Surely you would move in some way. That's our expectation. But as Job is coming and is ending the speech given by Elihu in Job chapter number 37, Elihu himself sees a storm on the horizon. Oh, it's an amazing thing to me in Job's life. He had lost all of his family. He had lost his wealth. He had lost his health. He had lost his position in the community. And now after his three buddies had spoken to him and tried to straighten him out, now there's a storm about to blow. But I submit to you tonight, it's not in the sunshine that God speaks and God moves all of the time. It's not in the situational aspects of our life when we ask God to move and do something that we get spoken to. But sometimes it's in the worst pits of our life, in the worst situations of our life, and we think it couldn't get no worse. But Brother Jack, there's a storm that brews up. But beloved, thank God tonight, out of that storm, God speaks. And I want to say to you tonight, occasionally, oh, we'll seek God to speak in our storm and speak on our behalf. But the storm is the very way that he comes to you and I. Bless the name of God. Job had several questions for God. He had several things to say to God. He had several questions asked from the first chapter of Job up to Job chapter number 37. In Job 7 in verse 20, he said, "Why, God, hast thou set thy mark against me?" In Job chapter number 13, in verse 24, Job questions God and says, "Wherefore hidest thou thy face and holdest thou me for thine enemy?" Asking questions of God and peeking into things that he doesn't understand. And isn't it amazing that you and I, oh, we feel confident and what we understand and what we know, but sometimes we can ask the stupidest questions. Can I get some help in the church tonight? "Wherefore hidest thou thy face and holdest me as thine enemy?" he asked God. In Job chapter number 21 in verse 7, he asked, "Wherefore do the wicked live? They become old, yea, and are mighty in power." Job chapter number 10, in verse number 18, Job said this, "I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave." Questions, 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 questions. And it's all right to question our precious Lord on the cross as he lay, as he stood dying and suspended above heaven and earth. He said, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" Oh, we do question, do we not? We do question and ask questions. And there are legitimate questions. And there are illegitimate questions. But may I say, child of God, it's in our nature to question when we don't understand some things. Oh, tonight, we become cumbered about with many questions, cumbered about with many whys, cumbered about with many wanderings. coming about with many confusions. But listen, these things that we so desire and answer for in particular are not always what God addresses in our life. Oh, we ask, why must it be this way? Why must it be this way? Why must it be this way? And God thunders through our storm and through Job's storm in Job 38 and 4 and ask a question himself. Amen. In Job 38 and verse 1, then the Lord answered out of chapters, who knows how long of time, in silence, God thunders forth from the storm and says, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? He said, gird up now thy loins like a man. He said, for I will demand of thee and answer thou me. He said, Job, you've been asking me questions. I've got some questions for you, thank God. What are they? What are those questions? God asked Job in verse number 4 of chapter number 38, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the world? In verse number 7 of Job chapter number 38, God said, where were you when the morning stars and on the angels shouted for joy? God says to Job in verse number 8, who shut up the sea doors? Did you? God looks at Job in verse number 11 of Job 38 and says, who tells the sea that it can only come this far? Hallelujah. Verse number 12, God asked Job, he said, answer me, Job. Answer me. He said, who commands the morning? Verse number 13, he says, you've asked why the wicked are blessed. He says, who's going to deal with the wicked? Tell me, Job. In verse number 16, God says that tells Job that there's places so deep where fresh water springs emerge in the ocean. I told you this morning in a little sermonette, did you know that there are places so deep in the ocean where water springs, fresh water, brews up out of the bottom of the ocean? And God says, do you even know where they're at? Oh, beloved, tonight. He says, tell me. In verse number 19, God says, where'd you get light from? And where'd you get darkness from? Verse 21, he said, when you was born, he said, when you was born, he said, when was you born? Do you even know? Where'd you come from? He said, how old are you? He said, you're just a baby infant. You're just a baby infant, Job. You're barely even walking. You don't even know how to put two and two together. But I was there before the foundation of the world, thank God. Verse 27, he says, you figured out how to make a flower blossom? Verse 33, he said, did you put the stars in space? Huh? Answer me, Job. Who feeds the birds in verse 41? Do you? Questions, questions, questions. In Job chapter number 38, verses 1 through 38, he asked Job, Job, can you explain my creation? And in Job chapter number 38, verses 39, verses 39 through chapter 39 and verse number 30. He doesn't just ask Job, can you explain my creation? He asked him, can you oversee my creation? And then in chapters number 40 and verse number 6 through chapters 42 verses 1 through 6, he says, not only can you explain my creation, Job, I'm asking you a question. He says, can you oversee it? And I've got a third question for you, Job. Can you subdue it
And he compares two things, the hippopotamus and the crocodile, where he asks them, can any man tame them and control them? And the answer to that is no. I've never seen a tame hippopotamus, and I've never seen a tame crocodile. But beloved, although I can't do all these things, and you can't do all these things that was questioned by Job, that's the very point. He doesn't handle Job's questionings and Job's doubtings, but he takes a step back out of the whirlwind and blows into Job's life and says, I am God and you are not. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God asked Job in chapter 40 and verse number 2, are you going to instruct me? Are you going to reprove me? I know you're hurting. I know you've been through pain. And I know I brought it all about in your life. But are you really going to start believing that you know better than a God who can do all this? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So in light of this, Job gives his first response in chapter number 40. He said, are you going to, God said to Job, are you going to try to straighten me out? Are you going to try to reprove me? What's the answer that you give to my questions, Job? And Job says in verse number 2, excuse me, in verse number 3, then Job answered the Lord and said, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. In light of God's Godship, in light of God's omnipresence, omnipotence, omnipotence, omniscience, in light of God's sovereignty, Job says, I'm going to shut my mouth, thank God. Hallelujah. What's the best thing for Brother Jay to do sometimes when he doesn't understand what's going on? Just shut my mouth and let God be God. Hallelujah. What is Job saying? Verse 4, chapter 40, I'm going to shut up. That's what Job says. God continues. In chapter 42, verses 2 and 3, Job continues and says, after the Lord's talked about him overseeing his creation and him subduing his creation, Job says, I know thou canst do everything. You can do it all, Lord. You can do it all. And this is where he desires you and I. Where we come to the end of ourselves and say, I am not God in my life, but you are, and you can do whatever you want to, thank God. Glory to God. Christopher Marley, that old Christian philosopher, said, I had a million questions to ask God, but when I met him, they all fled my mind, and it didn't seem to matter, thank God. Whew. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. God is God. And shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Abraham said it. Hallelujah. He begins to speak just a few observations, and I'm letting you home. God doesn't speak to you and I out of the calm most of the time. He spoke to Job out of chaos. But he is the master, which is what he's told Job. I'm the master of the wind. That's what God brought Moses to when he said, Lord, show me your glory. And God put him in the cleft of the rock and he made a great storm to pass over him. Thank God. Showed him his glory in the storm. Elijah's running for his life. He doesn't know which way to go, up or down, sideways or to the left. Finds him a little tree to cry up underneath. But bless God, a tornado showed up. And out of that tornado, a still small voice. Peter on the boat, when the Lord Jesus stood out and said, peace be still. He said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? God reveals himself out of the storm. Hallelujah. He can do it all. I've said this, God noticed God never spoke to Job about his plight. He never spoke to him about what he was doing in Job's life. And let me tell you something, church. God never said to Job, I'll bless you double. Never did. We have no promise in that from God speaking. He never said that. But what Job needed was not an explanation of what God was doing in his life. But what he needed from God was a revelation of what he was doing in his life. And what was he doing in Job's life? Getting Job off the throne. Instead of questioning God, he was getting Job to trust God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Revelation of God. And by the way, God doesn't have to explain himself to nobody. He don't have to explain himself to Brother Jay. And he don't have to explain himself you and to me or to the church. But beloved, bless the Lord. He shows himself to be God. And he reminds me of who I am and all the power that he has, Brother Marty, and all the power that I have not. He is God, and we submit to his authority. Hallelujah. And I'm glad it's him that's God, not me, because I'd have this thing so warped up and backwards before sundown that I wouldn't know which way to look, which way to look up, which way to look down, which way to look to the east and west. But he said, Job, you tell me something. Who is God? Who has done these mighty works? Job said, I'm going to hush. And how many of you who, after you've came through the storm and after you've came through the valley, God has came and met with and touched and spoke and said, I'm God, and I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to stay with you, and I'm going to touch your life, and I'm faithful because that's who I am, and I'm holy, and that's who I am, and I'm full of grace, and that's who I am. I'm full of truth, and that's who I am. Don't you worry about my job. I'll do it just fine. What does that lead me to do? I shut up and say, you're God. Your God. I'm a man of vile lips, Job said. Hallelujah. I say, he can do it all. Let me remind you of something too. Take your Bibles. Hold your place right there, John chapter number 38. I cannot let you go without saying this tonight.
Hold your place in Job 38 and turn to John chapter number 1. All right, now I want you to hold your place in John chapter 1 and go back to Job chapter number 38. Job 38, in verse number 4, if you're there, say amen. If you're not, hear me as we read. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Turn over to John chapter number 1. We'll start in verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. You ready for this? All things were made by Him. And with him, without Him was not anything made that was made. Who was speaking to Job out of that whirlwind? The Lord Jesus Christ. And what did the Lord Jesus Christ promise to you? For He hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. Therefore I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I want to tell you something, church. Our failures. Now, I've just said what the Word said tonight, but I'm going to be honest and transparent with you for a moment as your pastor. I've questioned God so many times. And in my weakness and in my frailness, Brother Clay, I've said, why did it have to be this way, Lord? Why did we have to go this route, Brother Jacob? Why did we have to suffer in the way that we suffered? Why did this happen in my family? Why did this happen in the church? Why did this happen down at the workplace? Why did this happen in my situation? Why did this happen in this situation, in that situation? And what God keeps bringing me back around to is this. Is that He is God. Now get this. God tells Job out of the whirlwind. He said, where was you when I laid the foundations of the world? John chapter number 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. And the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ upholdeth all things by the word of His power. All right. Pick up hold this world, which is what He's doing. Help me, church. Right now. If He can keep that sun a burning out yonder, if He can look at them ocean waves and say, how many of y'all been to the ocean recently and seen it recently? Y'all, raise your hand if you have. All right. Them waves only went so far, didn't they? If He can do that, and out there about 17 trillion light years away, right now, as we're sitting here tonight, there are galaxies swirling and burning. What are they doing? They're singing praise and glory and honor and hallelujah and amen and glory to God and praise His name and bless the highest and behold the Lamb, holy, holy, holy. If He can uphold all of that, He can uphold my little life down here on earth tonight. Oh, hallelujah. If I could, I'd shout a little while tonight. Bless his name. That's the pillow we rest our head on tonight. God is God, and Christ is Christ, and the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart. Amen. And this Jesus said he'd never leave you or forsake you. It's amazing in moments like these, when the Spirit's working and encouraging and helping and gracing, don't we know it to be so? I know it's so, Lord. It's true, for your word has said it. Why don't we just come and tell them about it tonight, Sister Megan, if you would. Come to the piano. Play softly. If you need to pray this evening, you come on, talk to the Lord. But I'm telling you, he's God. And how about that same God who's created it all, subdued it all, runs it all, does it all, shows his glory. He loves you. Wonder of wonders. Brother Jacob, wonder of wonders. Brother Ron, I can't get over it that this God loves me so, and he's took a special interest in my life. To even reveal himself in a small way. But John said, we beheld his glory. The glory that of the only begotten of the Father. He's given us the full revelation of himself in Jesus Christ. And he's here to encourage you tonight. He's here to help you. As we're all standing around the building, if you need to pray tonight, you make your way down. If you need to say thank you, God, for being God, and go back to your seat, that's enough. That's fine. You need to pour out your heart.